if you're listening to this, life isn't over. And we get to explore the what's next. And I think many of us will make those New Year's resolutions and like be talk about all how ready we are for 2021. Let's talk about how in love we are with this very moment.
You've gotten great at divine working, but what about divine living? Welcome to the Divine Living Podcast. I'm your host, Gina DeVee. You're not alone in wanting more. And here at the Divine Living Podcast, you can expect to be part of conversations from women like us who unapologetically dream big and are obsessed with manifesting our most fabulous lives. The conversation starts now.
What's up, Queen? How are you? Happy Thanksgiving week to those of us who are listening in the United States. And happy Gratitude Month for those that are in the Q Club and just those of us that are present and alive on this planet. I know that for me, being an American and the month of November, which is so featured around Thanksgiving every year for me, it's hard to not do an episode around thankfulness and gratitude. So I'm honored to be here talking about this today. I think that in the past, I used to roll my eyes about an attitude of gratitude. And I was like, what do you mean? I'm like struggling to pay my bills, or I'm not on speaking terms with my family, or my heart is broken over family dynamics, especially around the holidays or whatever else. Some team member wasn't working out, or a client, whatever, you know, all the stuff that goes on for us women entrepreneurs. Like, we manage and navigate so many mixed and swirling dynamics and emotions, ours and other people's, and then throw the holidays in and family on top of it. And you're like, woohoo. So the place that I'm in this year is humbled. I'm so grateful for all of it. I'm so grateful for the healing that has transpired within my own family. I'm looking forward to spending Thanksgiving with my family. For anyone who is hurting right now over family members who are not with us in physical form, or whether there's some sort of strife or tension, whether you're with them or not, my heart goes out to you. And what I do know is, in whatever way is meant for you, healing is possible and it is available. And let's call that in today, during today's episode, shall we? And for everyone else who has the perfect family out there and is like, that's their favorite place to be, good for you. Don't take that for granted. But just in general, and for everyone who's celebrating or not celebrating Thanksgiving, let's be grateful. This year, like, what? We're not quite through yet, but we did it. We did it. We survived it. And many of us have even, dare I say, thrived during these unprecedented and uncertain times. And, you know, we woke up every day and we dusted off whatever emotional smudge might have been there, and we went for it, and we showed up, and we chose to not focus on what everyone else was focusing on. With when I say doom and gloom, I don't mean that it didn't exist. I just mean that we all always have a choice with how we feel and what our experience is and what we choose to focus on. And many of us in the Divine Living community, we made choices that we get to be really proud of. We chose to begin again. We chose to pivot. We chose to forgive. We chose to show up. We chose to try something new. We chose to get back on the horse. We've made so many great decisions. Like, can't you feel that for yourself? Many of you have chosen to subscribe to this podcast, read my book, sign up for the Q Club. Like, you've made a lot of positive choices for yourself. And we get to focus on that today. We get to focus on, we're here and we're here for a reason. We get to be grateful for our lives. We get to be grateful for this season in our life. I know that so many of us, just, we just want to like get on the other side of it. We just want to like, it's not even get back to life as usual, because we all know that's not happening. It's like, I think that so many of us, and I get it because I catch myself feeling this way too. We want to be somewhere other than where we're at right now. Like we want to be traveling again, or we want to be on a beach somewhere. We want to be with big groups of people, and all that's coming. And since it's not here in all of the ways that we are familiar with right now, what is meant for us in the present moment? Like, let's take a look at that. And some of you may be spending Thanksgiving alone. Some of you may be spending it in non-traditional ways. Some of you may be spending it with people who annoy you, and others with people that you love. And like, what's in this week, in this time for us in November 2020, or whatever date you're listening to this? What's the opportunity of the moment? Don't you feel your, like, I just feel lighter just thinking about that. Like, what's the opportunity of this moment? This moment is a miracle. You are a miracle. In this moment, you have access to your epic life. You have access to something coming in out of nowhere unexpectedly in the best of ways. You get to anticipate abundance, prosperity, opportunity, and God's goodness. Wasn't too long ago. I woke up and I was just feeling pressured. I was pressured to get all the stuff done that needs done before the end of the year. And I was very serious about my to-do list. And Glenn's sitting there with a cup of coffee in the morning, and he looks at me and he goes, "I feel like something amazing is going to happen today." And I was like, whoa, talk about a pattern interrupt. I think like I'll have what he's having, right? Like we forget that the miracle exists. We forget that, like my friend Ashley Stahl always says, who you are always wins. We forget that we're awesome. You're awesome. Everyone's awesome. Like life is awesome because we get distracted and focus on the wrong stuff. Let's focus on what is amazing, brilliant, sparkly, delightful, absolutely divine about this precious moment. While I'm recording this, I'm looking out my window and I'm seeing the sherbet colors of the sunset and the little bit of a movement in the ripple of the ocean and some beautiful palm trees. And I see people walking their dogs. And I don't normally like seeing the sights of people with masks on. And yet in this moment, I'm going to choose to be grateful that I'm watching humans with a human spirit show up for their evening walk. Like they're not depressed and under the covers and not functioning. They're like moving their bodies. And under less than ideal circumstances, they're getting up and getting outside. And some people are alone and some people are with other people. I'm just noticing how I feel in my body in this moment. I've been a little more mindful about my eating, a lot more regular in my workouts. And I feel different as I sit here. I feel more fit. I feel healthier. I feel, I don't know, more together and my like connected to my body. I can feel myself loving my body right now. Like, what about you? Like, what can you look around and be grateful for? Like, just in this moment, I'm looking around and noticing, like, at this time last year, I'm in a different house. We moved during COVID, and I'm in a different house. And I'm noticing the rug that I bought, the furniture in my office. I'm noticing my book actually in print on my desk, my friend Ashley Stahl's early reader book, U-Turn, on my desk. Like, I'm seeing notes and pages from, they clearly need thrown away, from like challenges that I hosted months ago. And this time last year, I'd never even hosted a challenge. Like, What can you be grateful for? With so much appreciation and power and love and lightheartedness in this present moment. You know, I love talking about luxury and bigness and epicness. And sometimes the luxury is time to oneself, space to think, shutting down the computer early and finishing work by 3:30 or 4 o'clock. Sometimes luxury is organizing your closet and just having everything in its place, or petting your dog, right? Like this year, it's just made me fall so much more deeply in love with life, which I wasn't really sure that was possible, and so much more in love with humans. You know, humans are amazing. The human spirit, the resilience. I mean, you've seen the way so many industries are like, we're not going down. They're putting tables outside so that their dream business can stay alive and they can still be a place for communities to gather. If you're listening to this, life isn't over. And we get to explore the what's next. And I think many of us will make those New Year's resolutions and talk about all how ready we are for 2021. Let's talk about how in love we are with this very moment, no matter when you're listening to it, who you get to spend your time with, not even if, but especially if it's with yourself or if it's with a beloved. In whatever ways they might annoy you, you can focus on that. I could do that with Glenn, or I could focus on all the ways that he's amazing, all the ways in which he's my most favorite person in the world, all the ways in which his companionship and his love and his empowered masculinity is just the perfect partner for me. There's a sweetness, there's a softness, there's a simpleness when we bring our attention to the moment. Let's be sweet with yourself right now. Let's be sweet with your life. I get it. You want things to change. You want bigger, better. Me too. I really believe the only way that we're actually going to experience the bigger and the better is if we get that this moment is that. The more present we are in this moment, the bigger we make this moment, the better we make this moment, the more alive, the more powerful, the more dazzled, the softer we are. All is well in this moment. And this moment is all we have. In this moment, this is where God is. In this moment, this is where the power is. All the love in this moment. So give yourself an extra dose of gratitude and thankfulness for how you've shown up this year. You don't need to focus on what you would have done differently and how you got it wrong and where you're embarrassed or what regrets you have or how disappointed you are. You don't need to do that today. Today, you get to flip the switch. Today, you get to think anew. Today, you get to just add a little extra personality to this moment because you're choosing to be here right now, and you're choosing that right now is the bigger and is the better. There's a reason why you're right here, right now in this moment. And when you're meant to be somewhere else, then you'll be somewhere else. I think we could all use a break from the future tripping that we constantly spin about in our minds, right? I mean, like, my brain is exhausted. All the future planning and the making sure it's done and the, and did I say future planning? And then it goes into future tripping and the, all of it. What if we just gave ourselves a break? To be present, to receive this moment, to choose pleasure. like I said, whether you want to shut the computer down early, take a bubble bath, nourish yourself and drink some water, go for a walk, call a friend. Whatever it is, like, let's let the gratitude just soar. Truly, peacefulness is a luxury. And I want you to have that luxury. I want you to give that luxury to yourself. Because that peace comes when you're connected with spirit, universe, the infinite, God. Let's just open up to that peace right here in this moment. Let's say a prayer. Dear God, thank you for the luxurious pleasure of this moment. The luxury of space and peace and softness. The luxury to not have to think about anything or figure anything out or plan one more thing. Thank you for the power of your presence. Thank you for this opportunity to just be. Be with the exquisiteness of life. Be with all that you have brought to us this year and over all the years. Be with all the transformation that has already taken place. Not so obsessed with what's yet to come, but really taking in all the goodness, all the blessing, all the abundance, all the glory, all the prosperity. Thank you. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for choosing me. Thank you for letting my life be used. Queen, this is the prayer we get to pray. Thank you for letting my life be used in the way it has. Ah, this feels great. I'm so curious as to what you're grateful for. I wanna know what this present moment, what the present moment is painting its picture for you that just has you pause, smile, be filled with peace, and like not even letting your mind go into the future of all the stuff that needs done. And like, it's such a pattern interrupt, isn't it? Like, I can even feel my own brain right now being like wanting to look at, wait, what's on the schedule tomorrow? And what needs to happen? Like, just being. It's such a pattern interrupt, like not needing to do a thing. It's sweet. This is the way of the feminine, by the way. Being present, not needing to do. Feeling peaceful, not needing to think. The desires, they come from the feminine. And it's the masculine that's all about the how are we going to do that? But when you just sit with your present moment, it's bliss. It's bliss. And it seems so counterintuitive because we've been so trained that we need to be goaling something or auto-suggesting something or thinking something or doing and taking action. I'm just really enjoying being here with you. And I can't wait until you DM me and let me know, like, what does this present moment look like to you? Like, are you staring at a sunset or a sunrise? Steam coming out of a cup of coffee? An elderly couple walking down the sidewalk? Like, a messy desk like I am that says, well, you know what? This woman is active. This woman has things going on. Not needing to do anything with it, but just noticing, like, there's a lot of personality, and I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 legal pads started, a bunch of Sharpie markers, books scattered, there's some cords. I did buy a bunch of brand new Uniball pens that are in my pen holder. It's like, life is good. Life is good. So I want you to go and collect this week and today all the gratitude, all the appreciation, all the thankfulness for what already has come to pass. Trust me, I'm going to rev my engine up soon enough, and very likely we're going to rev ours up together. But this moment isn't that moment. We get to just be together. Woman to woman, queen to queen, friend to friend. You know, we're all just so similar. That's like, you know, birds of a feather are drawn together, right? It's like attracts like. And we're women who are going for it. We're women who desire to experience it all. And this moment, we get to just be. We get to be enough. We get to be love. We get to be peace. We get to be filled with gratitude and appreciation. I'll tell you something else that I'm most grateful for this year is you. That's right. I used to, at the beginning of my career, I was super afraid to be visible and to go get out online and all the things. And then for the longest time, Queen, for the longest time, I was only super confident. I don't even know if I was super confident, but I was only comfortable being my real self in my paid programs. It's like I didn't do it really that much out in the world. I remember this friend of mine once, she was like watching, I don't know, one of my challenges or something that I was doing. And she was like, Gina, I had no idea you were spiritual. And it made me laugh because I could take the responsibility, personal responsibility, I get what she was saying. Everyone who has ever been in my programs knows I always pray before a business class, you know, at my live events, etc. I never really brought my full self out into the public. And you know, my friend Kathy Heller, before I started this podcast, I had every excuse in the book to not do a podcast. And then even this one, like it wasn't even, if it were up to me, it wouldn't even be launched right now. I had January 2021. I had a busy marketing calendar. I told Kathy, and Kathy's like, why? What is your resistance about? Why are you hiding? I'm like, I'm not hiding. I have a busy marketing calendar. Well, we know there's a reason for everything. And, you know, it was just one more area of growth that I genuinely was unconscious to and didn't see for myself. And I didn't see how much I was, yes, showing up in programs and, you know, had relatively speaking a successful career, but I wasn't showing up for the public. My book came out and I was resistant about starting the podcast. And, you know, there's a relationship that you have with your clients. And that's one thing. And that's super special. And for those of you who have been my clients or are my clients, thank you. And you know, like how special that is. And then there's relationship with team. And I've done so much work and to literally surround myself with the best of the best. And such a great relationship with my entire team. And then in terms of work, there's relationships you have with your mentors. I have great relationships with my mentors. I always have mentors. And it wasn't until recently that I, with the book coming out and the podcast, that I really had a relationship with you. And so thank you. Thank you for showing up, for being here, for listening, for being so loving and open and embracing of me showing up in this way. Like I'm so filled with gratitude that you're here and you're soaking up the message and that you're leaving the reviews that you've left or DM me or let me know what you want next. Because let me assure you this, we are so in this together. And I don't care what story you have made up about me or if you think that I'm either right alongside of you or so much further ahead. What I know for sure is that every woman has a story. And in this moment, I am grateful for mine. I am grateful for yours. I am grateful for all that we have overcome, Queen, all that we have transformed. Don't need to do most of that again. And I'm grateful for us just being here together right now. Just being. You are enough. I am enough. Us in and of itself, it's enough. So take this feeling of wholeness and peacefulness and connected relationship and just hold it in your heart. Because just as you've shown up for me and so many of you have written such kind words about how words of mine have made a difference in your life, let me let you know that makes a huge difference in mine. And together, Queen, when we get out of being and start doing again, we are going to change the world. Not that our being doesn't change the world, but you know what I mean. Like, this moment is just, it's right here, right now, just for us. And in the being is where the new consciousness is coming from. The new way of life. Not needing to overwork and overdo. We're going to show people, women, men, families, communities, how great divine living really is. And today, it starts with the present moment, being grateful, and just knowing, I appreciate you. So much love. So much love. All right, gorgeous. I hope that this episode has been such a blessing in your life. And if you are looking to further elevate your life and discover the unapologetic art of dreaming big and manifesting your most fabulous life, get a copy of my book, The Audacity to Be Queen, today. It's filled with 20 page turning chapters. This book is designed to unlock your truest potential, reprogram your mindset, and have you living the life you've always imagined. You can get it at divineliving.com/book and dive into all things queen today.